Y'all ready for him to come back? Hey, guess what? His coming back is sooner now than it was yesterday. His coming back is sooner now than it was yesterday. And we don't know the day, do we? We don't know the day. But I'm going to be happy when he returns. Because we're going to be living in glory together. Amen. With everybody. Shouting, praising, loving on the Lord. Amen. But guess what? Everybody say what?
What?
Everybody at home comment, what? Guess what?
Right.
He sent somebody to help us. Other than Jesus. He sent somebody to help us. He sent the Holy Spirit to hang out with us while we're here and love on us. Make us a little bit more attractive people than what we were before. Because I don't know about you, but without the Holy Spirit in me, I'm pretty ugly. I might be ugly anyway, but that's beside the point. But without the Holy Spirit, that human nature me is nasty. That human nature me is sinful. Amen. Hey, don't take that wrong. Even with the Holy Spirit, we may commit a sin now and then. But we don't set out to. Amen. But without Him, that's where we're living. We live without the Holy Spirit, as we live in a sinful life, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. So your title today, if you haven't figured this one out, the Holy Spirit. Oh, I did that a couple weeks ago, didn't I? Yeah, but we got something different today. Three things about it. Everybody say, I want to learn three things. Amen. Everybody home, give me a thumbs up if you're ready to learn three things about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's consider some things that we need to both see and know about our wonderful Holy Spirit that lives within us when we accept Jesus. Amen. Your scripture today is going to come from the book of John. Everybody say, I like the book of John. Book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. And I have an NIV version that I'll be reading from. But again, John 15 or 14, verses 15 through 17. Everybody give me an amen when you get there. Amen, Jesus, I'm here.
Amen, I'm here.
Everybody at home, give me a thumbs up when you get there. John 14, 15 through 17. Again, I have the NIV version. And it says this: If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives within you and will be in you. Amen. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask that you get Ronnie out of the way this morning, Lord. I ask that your Holy Spirit speak through me, Lord. Lord, your word spoken and not mine today, Lord. Lord, may we open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to what you have for us today about your wonderful Holy Spirit, your third part of your triune God, Lord, that comes down to live within us when we accept you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with us, Lord, as always. Not my words spoken, but yours, Lord. May you be with us through the rest of the service. In your name, I pray. Amen. Ooh, look at that. John 14, 17. Y'all see that? What's it saying there? Because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. To seeth. Ooh. A word not used of any indifferent spectator, but of one who is looking at a thing with interest and for purpose. To seeth. This word would be used of a general official reviewing or inspecting his army. It denotes a careful observation for details. You see it. You look. Everybody knows what that is, right? Military uniform. They have inspections every day, sometimes multiple times a day. What are they doing? They're coming up, looking at the uniform. Ooh, that looks good. Matt, your tie's on the curve. Amen? That's what they do. That's an inspection. They see it. They observe it. They give details to it. To discern, to ascertain to enjoy the presence of one to view mentally, to look at it and see, hey, there's something different about that. Amen? Hey, when somebody sees the Holy Spirit in us, they see something different about us. They see something different than the dude that they hung out at Scrabble Dome on Scrabble Creek and God Bridge on football games, doing stuff they weren't supposed to be doing. When they see you now with the Holy Spirit walking, they see somebody else. It's like, hey, they look different. They act different. It seems like they made a change. Amen. Guess what? I couldn't have made that change without the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives every day. In John 20, 3 through 6, indicates that the strength and meaning of this word. John saw the linen clothes in the tomb. Without his entering in, he didn't have to go in. He saw and looked at a glance that our Lord and Savior was not there. In verse 6, the closer temptation by Peter, contemplation by Peter, sorry about that, is expressed in the verb therio. And I know I didn't pronounce that right. John 14, 17. To know again, because it neither sees him nor knows him. A knowledge grounded on personal experiences, to learn more, to come to know, to get knowledge of, to have a perspective of, to become acquainted with. You got to, hey, how many of y'all are married or have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Amen. How many of y'all at home have a boyfriend or girlfriend or married? Give me a thumbs up. You got to know that person, didn't you? You come to know them. You come to get acquainted with them. And if you liked them and they liked you, sometimes you got married to them. Amen? That's what it means to get to know, to get acquainted with. That's the same thing we have to do with the Holy Spirit. We have to get acquainted with it, to come to know it, to love it, and to get married to it. Let's consider some things that we need to now both see and know about the Holy Spirit. One is, number one, everybody say I'm ready for number one. We see His person. His person. The Holy Spirit. Our body is an expression of our spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a truly God Himself, or God because He is God in spirit. Know ye that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. That's 1 Corinthians 3:17. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are now your own? You are not your own, sorry about that. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hey, it don't matter how rough we think we are, our body is not ours. Our body was made in the image of our God. So our body is God's body. Amen? We have to treat it that way. In Acts 5, 3 through 4 it says, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, why was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied to men, but to God. When we lie to the Holy Spirit, when we lie to ourselves, we're not lying to guys. We're not lying to people. We're lying to God. Amen? Even if we do it in the privacy away from everybody else, we are still lying to God, not men. I pray that you know Him well enough that you allow His Holy Spirit to live within you. That you have an honest, honorable, humble relationship with Him. That you're not hiding stuff from Him. Because you know, our human side says, oh, I can hide that. I ain't got to worry about that. Amen? Because nobody sees it. But guess what? God is everywhere. No matter what you're doing, no matter how small it is, God, through the Holy Spirit, sees it, knows it. Even if we may not be doing it yet, if we're thinking about doing it, if we're going to do it tomorrow, God already knows what we're going to do. Amen? We got to come back to a right religion, right relationship with Him to get over ourselves and try hiding ourselves and our sins. We got to be open about it. That's the only way we can get rid of our sins is if we're open about it. If we tell somebody, if we tell God, hey, this is true, I messed up. I did something wrong. That's why the Holy Spirit is living within us, to give us access to the Father. Amen? And 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And 1 John 5:7 says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. These three are our triune God that we worship. Amen? So in conclusion, His person, He is God. Amen? The Holy Spirit in His person is God. The second thing is, we have His presence. Everybody say, I like the Holy Spirit presence. Hey, it feels good sometimes to feel His presence in our lives, in our heart, in our mind, in our soul. Every once in a while you get those Holy Ghost bumps. They're rising up on you. But know that He's also there. The battle between right and wrong. When the Holy Spirit's telling you something wrong and it's Bible led, no matter what it is, you got to quit doing it. You got to stop. Amen? Because we live in His presence. If we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we live in God's presence, in Jesus' presence, and in the Holy Spirit's presence. Amen? That He may abide with you forever, and for the dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. That's John 16:17. That He may abide with you forever, and for that He may dwelleth within you forever. Without question, He is omnipresent. Amen. But specifically for the Christian living in this world, where the Holy Spirit, in the sense of His earthly ministry, in the body of the Christian, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the spirits of our heart, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye were heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption and of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. As Ephesians 1:13-14. And Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. God will take care of us no matter what we're going through. He is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Romans 8:9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be it that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're living outside of God's kingdom. Amen? The good thing which was committed unto thee to keep by the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. That's 2 Timothy 1:14. And Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Can you feel Christ's Spirit in you? Can you feel the Holy Spirit raining down on our lives today? And the third thing is, today that we want to look at, is His purpose. His purpose. The Greek word for comforter, I'm not going to pronounce this right either, is paralogon. I didn't get that right. And it's rendered advocate. In 1 John 2:1, the word means one called alongside for the protection or counsel. Y'all know I like sports, right? Here's a little sports story. Jackie Robinson, some of y'all may know who he was the first black player to play Major League Baseball, breaking baseball's color barrier. He faced jeering crowds in every stadium. While playing one day in his home stadium in Brooklyn, he committed an error. That's when you miss a ball when it comes to you. So, just ones that don't know. The fans in the stand began to ridicule him. He stood at second base, humiliated, while the fans jeered. Then shortstop Pee Wee Reese came over and stood next to him. He put his arm around Jackie Robinson and he faced the crowd. And the fans grew quiet. Robinson later said that arm around his shoulder saved his career. Pee Wee Reese was Jackie Robinson's comforter. Amen. The word another is alon, meaning another of the same kind. Rather than heteros, I know I didn't pronounce that either, which means another of a different kind. Jesus was one comforter. The Holy Spirit was another comforter, another of the same kind. Amen? 1 John 2:27 it says, but the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is the truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in Him. We shall live in Christ. The Holy Spirit shall live in us. Amen. It also convicts us, and it also guides us. In John 16:13 it says, but when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all the truth. For ye shall speak from Himself. For He shall speak from Himself. But whatever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. And back in Isaiah 48:16-17 it says, come ye near to Me. Hear ye this. I have spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, that I am, and now the Lord God, and His Spirit has sent me. Thus saith the Lord, Thou redeemed the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that we shall go, that you shall go. Our God enables us. The Holy Spirit enables us. Zechariah 4:6 says, when He answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zubriel. I know I didn't pronounce that right either. Saying, not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. 1 Corinthians 2:3-5 says, And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man or men, but in the power of God. Where is your faith standing today? Is it standing in men? Or is it standing in the Holy Spirit of God? Is it standing in the love of God? And Romans 8:26 says that God intercedes, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Do you want more? I ask you today. Do you want more of the Holy Spirit? Do you want to live closer to God each and every day until His return? Do you want to treat people better? Do you want to get out of the problems that you're in? How many of y'all know that the relationship with God and the Holy Spirit is our only way out of no matter what trouble, no matter what trial, no matter what tribulation we're going through? Satan will lie to you and say, it's okay to do it this way. It's all right. Don't worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. That book's 2,000 years old. You ain't got to worry. Satan's a liar. Satan is a liar. The Holy Spirit says, I'm here for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting to live within you. I'm waiting for you to turn completely over to me and allow me to truly work in your lives. Because a lot of us, the Holy Spirit is trying to work through us, and we're going, hold up, stop. I'm all right, right where I am. When the Holy Spirit wants to get you closer to God, we're like, I'm good. We got to get me out of every sense of the equation. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to work its magic through us. No matter where we're headed, no matter how far we've come, no matter how long we've been on the road, we got to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us completely, not just partially up. That our cups runneth over with Holy Spirit fire. How many of y'all are a little short on Holy Spirit today? How many of y'all could use more of it? Amen? How many of y'all at home need a little bit more Holy Spirit today? A little bit more of His presence, of His person. I love the fact that we've got three in one God. I love that fact because we got a God that loves us, created us in our image. We got a Savior that died for us in Jesus. And we got that Spirit that's hanging out with us until Jesus says, ha, it's time to go back. Amen? Y'all want more of it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I again thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for getting me out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask you just to fill each one of us up, Lord, that our cup would be overflowing with your Holy Spirit fire, Lord. Lord, that each one of us would desire more and more and more of you each and every day, Lord. Lord, that when somebody seen us walking down the street, Lord, they're looking at us going, I gotta get some of that, because them people are all on fire. Lord, I ask you, just allow each one of us, Lord, each one of us that wants to grow to further into your word, Lord, your mercy, Lord, your grace, Lord. Lord, your walk, Lord. Lord, I ask you just to send that Holy Spirit fire down upon us right now, Lord. Lord, the ones that are here, Lord, ones that are home, that want more of it, Lord. Lord, I ask you just to fill them up right now, Lord. Lord, let them know that you've got something great coming for them, Lord. Lord, let them know to remember to keep themselves out of the way, Lord. Lord, that you would be able to fulfill their destiny for you, Lord. Lord, that you would be able to fulfill the fullness in their lives, Lord. Lord, the Holy Spirit would reign supreme in each one of our lives, Lord. that every time that we would go out, Lord, we would take you with us, Lord. We would share you with somebody, Lord, that didn't know you, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, just send that revival fire down upon each one of us, Lord. May we continue to be the lighthouse in this dark and dying world, Lord. Lord, we know the revival fire sparks somewhere, Lord. Lord, but without somebody asking for it, Lord, it won't spark at all. Lord, we ask you right now, use us, fill us, mold us, Lord, to what you'd have for us, Lord. Lord, may we give you all glory, honor, and praise today, Lord. Lord, may we ask you to fall afresh upon us right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. Amen.